I mean, plot twist, my uterus did not even fall out. Hey, y'all, this is Mama Runs an Ultra. I'm a runner on the downhill side of my 50s who kind of said, hey, y'all, watch this, and signed up to run my very first ultra. As of today, December 5th, 2025, I have never run further than 16 miles. And the race I'm signed up for is like 30-something. And I'm still in that stage of going, what the hell was I thinking? I did not grow up as a runner. In fact, I was not allowed to run. When I was in high school, I wanted to do cross country because they seemed kind of like a cool group of folks. And I really liked the fact that you could be part of the team and never, ever have to run the races because only the top seven got to run. And my school was one of those pretty competitive schools. So there was no way that was ever going to happen for me. Well, the summer before the season that I wanted to run, the coach sent a summer training plan on a piece of paper to our house for new runners. And the first step was run a mile. Well, I couldn't run a mile. And then my parents read the list and they said, you're not allowed to do that. Your uterus will fall out. Looking back on this from my 50s, I can tell you, if your uterus would fall out from distance running, so many women would be running voluntarily. But plot twist, my uterus did not fall out, but I also did not run the mile, ever. I wasn't allowed to, because it was too far for girls. And at the time, women were not even allowed to run in the Olympics marathon. Yep, some of y'all remember that. Between the stereotype of bad for your knees, possible medical emergencies of uteri falling out, and my parents' favorite quote, you'll use up your lifetime heartbeats. They really believed all this stuff. I was not a runner. And that did not change until my mid-40s. From my 30s through my mid-40s, I was a dedicated fitness walker. 3 miles a day, 3 days a week. That's it. And I was convinced that that was too much. At some point, walking was just taking too long. And I found Couch to 5K. Now, this is old school Couch to 5K on a piece of paper before the apps. I don't think I even had a smartphone yet. I don't even know if they existed. I didn't have a GPS watch or any way of measuring it. So I found this loop. It was a little over a mile around in a neighborhood down the street from me. And I would run one mailbox, walk one mailbox, run one mailbox, walk one mailbox. And it was supposed to be an 8-week training plan. But by the end of the 8 weeks, I was running about a mile and a half, not a 5K. So it took me another 6 months to build all the way up to being able to run a 5K without stopping. And at that point, for many, many years, I ran 3 miles a day, 3 days a week. Somewhere along the lines, it became fun. Honestly, you could have never convinced me of that. So objectively, here I am in my late 50s, definitely more physically fit than I was 25 years ago. What does that have to do with running an ultra? I don't know. But somehow we all end up either buying into the myths we grew up with or waking up one day and going, that was total bullshit. So that's where I am. How did this lead to running an ultra? Well, that's a long story. And that's why we're here, as Mama runs an ultra. Hey, Gen X. If your brain keeps spinning like a scratch clash record at midnight, it's time for Sleep with Rockstars, the sleep podcast built for those of us raised on the B-52s, Devo, Talking Heads, and Cyndi Lauper. In each episode, I very calmly read from Wikipedia about our favorite bands and even throw in the soundtracks from a few of our favorite movies like 16 Candles, Repo Man, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. All that neon can live in your head rent-free. So if you want to drift off more smoothly than a warped cassette, search Sleep with Rockstars and hit follow, because even the cool kids deserve a good night's sleep.